It's Thursday, the 4th of April. It's kind of grey morning. Not the vibrant sun we've had recently. But it's also not too cold this morning. There was a stramash over in the park there between blackbirds, I guess one's intruding in others' territory, but that's the most vicious chase I've seen yet. As I was saying, there's a wee cool breeze blowing this morning. I can actually hear the tunnock this morning. Now, very rarely can I hear that. That's the town clock, by the way, which chimes every hour, but I think it actually chimes in between times, but at least it chimes every hour. But you could count the times you hear that throughout the year from here in one hand. And it's usually special wind conditions. Although it's not windy, it is coming from the east again. But is it because there's no school running, so there isn't the drone of traffic noise? I don't know, but it was nice to hear the, as I said, the town clock, but we call it the tunnock. Nook being clock. Sorry if you already knew that, but there you go. It's an unusually nice morning, although it's grey and cool. Maybe I'm just really glad inside that it's not freezing cold or snowing again. I see loads of even more growth in the garden now today. Probably because the soil has softened up and allowed many plants to start shooting up through that hard crust. You know, talking about gardens, you know, I was down in my daughter's garden a few miles from here, and it's a lovely area that she stays in, but really that doesn't really matter. But it was her large front garden, which is a massive, big, sloping, steep border on two sides facing the road. And while I was in there weeding and digging and taking out plants that I'd overgrown, you know, I just get my head down with work and get on with things. But as early afternoon approached, the sun came out and all of a sudden there seemed to be, well, for that area, quite a lot of people walking in. This is a very residential area, so you don't really get an awful lot of walking which you would get in our town. But people were just, even though I couldn't see them, they were just saying, "Ah, you're doing a grand job there," through the railings of the garden. And of course I'd turn around and say something back, you know, "Beautiful day." "Yes, it is indeed." And, you know, it was great because there's so many people that either nodded across or, you know, spoke a small comment as they passed, or one or two that actually stopped and, you know, saying things like, "Oh, you've taken on a task there." And it was wonderful. And it was all to do with the same feeling most of us are having just now, the spring feeling. We've had enough of a cold winter, had enough of the snow. And these people just seem to have had that extra spring in their step and in their attitude. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. So, made my afternoon. Hard work, but it was great. The sun coming out, warming my back, and people just being chipper, just being nice, friendly. Instead of either not walking or walking, shuffling by with a hood up or an umbrella up. It was really nice. I'm glad I went down. The sounds of pigeons and doves is definitely a reminiscent thought of spring. Years ago, when the kids were small, we would go down to Haggerston Castle down in Northumberland. The first time we ever went, we were walking in the morning to that sound of pigeon. At first light. We'd never really heard it before because, well, we just never heard that before. And now, even my wife will say when she hears that sound, she'll just utter the words, Haggerston. That's only one bird. It's funny how sounds and smells and can have your mind throwing all these visual memories into your head as a kind of rear projection screen within your cranium. The rear projection screen within my cranium, it will be an old video 8. It's a funny morning, but it's a lovely morning, strangely. I don't know why. Oh, by the way, the going to bed at 11 p.m. theory of sleep was working perfectly well last night again, until first light, when a dawn chorus started up in the tree outside our bedroom. Yeah, first light, around 5 o'clock, I guess. Those little buggers. So that was us wakened. But hey, we went back to sleep. But it was working well up till then. It's lovely to hear a dawn chorus. So, something magical. Don't know what I would do if there was no bird sound. I think it wouldn't be a happy world at all, a nice world. Be an empty world. Or an emptier world, maybe I should say.